Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Spence Cole, Morning News. We just got some word in about that fire associated with a dump truck on Highway 98. It looks like the truck load caught on fire, and in order to get it extinguished, they had to dump the load, basically, on the side. There's a picture of it up on our Facebook page, courtesy of Cat Country Listener, our partner station here at News Radio, and that information courtesy of Channel 3, our news partners at WEAR-ABC. Devan Cook is the county administrator for Santa Rosa County. He always joins us Tuesday after the Monday committee meeting. Devan, welcome to the welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Morning, Andrew.
Hey, great to have you. I wanted to start with something we spent a significant amount of time talking about just in the last half hour. The technical challenges involved in bringing the meeting down to Santa Rosa County in the south end at the Tiger Point Community Center. You know, I know it's easy, as Commissioner Calkins said, to just say, well, just fix it. I assume this has been a persistent problem. I also assume that this is maybe connected to recent changes in, for example, going to civil clerk and things like that. I assume that there's a sort of a constellation of problems combined with old equipment. But you tell me, do I roughly have the situation right?
You do. And the equipment is old. That building wasn't really designed for holding those kind of meetings, so we're trying to make do and have the meetings as orderly and as professionally as we can, but the equipment is old. You know, that building is used by lots of different organizations. Every Sunday it's used by a church, and so that means that we have to go in and get the equipment all set up very early in the morning, and we've had quite a few technical difficulties because, of course, we want the meeting to be streaming. It has to be recorded. So the equipment is the real issue, and what we're going to do is we're going to get a price to see what it would cost to upgrade that building to make it easier to set up and to broadcast. So once we get that price, we'll let the board decide if they want to continue with the meetings down there.
Okay, which makes sense to me. And I assume that's going to be a fairly expensive thing. And even you mentioned in the meeting yesterday, you know, just getting somebody to do the work is going to be its own challenge. The other side of this equation, more the reason I had been talking about this, is in the process of that conversation, Commissioner Calkins threatened to fire people in the IT department if they can't get this to work right. Now, of course, he doesn't have the authority to fire them. That would come to you as a question only. But it made me wonder, and Commissioner Wright was quick to reassure people, and you know, other folks were quick to say, you know, hey, y'all do good work. It reminded me of a couple of years ago when, you know, right before you came on as the administrator, when Dan Schebler was, you know, the administrator, and there was all of this drama around him and staff feeling berated and underappreciated. I assume since that meeting you've had a chance to talk to folks, and I'm just kind of curious where morale is at in the county. It's never easy to hear somebody from the podium say, you know, I think that we ought to be firing people in a department. But, I mean, how are people handling just kind of that from a morale perspective?
Well, those kind of comments certainly, you know, are detrimental to morale. I reassured the staff that they are doing a good job because they are, and that there's not a danger of being fired unless they're not performing at the level we expect them to perform. So morale is considerably better, and from what I'm hearing from employees, than it was 2 years ago.
Great.
We've done a lot. We have employee meetings. We try to talk to the employees regularly and keep them informed of what's going on, some things that we Brad and I brought to the table that we feel like are important for staff. So morale is, as I understand it, from the employees and from our directors is better, and we want to just keep it that way. And we're working real hard to do so, despite the things that may be said sometimes in a meeting.
Well, that's good news to hear, and certainly it's good to know that there's been kind of a overall cultural shift in that direction, because obviously if the staff's not happy, you're going to have big problems, both in performance and in retention. Devan, one of the things that I think is on the agenda for Thursday is you're so overflowing with demand that you're actually having to buy even more land for the industrial park on I-10. Is that right?
Yes, we've sold four parcels in that park. It's a very popular park for businesses looking to relocate in Santa Rosa County. So we have an agenda item to purchase an additional 13 acres adjacent to the property that has become available in recent months. And we have been awarded a grant through Triumph Gulf Coast that would purchase that property and add to that park and give us additional space there.
That's great. I mean, that's great news. Now, this is the one off of 87 where, like, the north entrance has been paved and the south entrance is still a dirt road. At least the last time I was through there, that was the case. Am I thinking of the right one?
Yes, that is correct. And we are in the process now of getting that second entrance paved.
Oh, okay.
So we can be ready for Buffalo Rock and Lavelle and the Damon's and Hershey's, which are all coming to that park.
Great. Do you have enough? I mean, I'm sure y'all have thought about this already, but do you have already enough water and wastewater sewer treatment capacity for that park, including for the expansion? I remember there was talk about building a small processing plant that wouldn't have to depend like on Milton's new wastewater treatment plant. But where is that part of the infrastructure question at?
We are moving forward. We actually have a design for called a package plant, but it's a small wastewater treatment plant, and we anticipate opening that plant in early 2024. So we may need to use some resources that we have available through the city on a temporary basis, but our plan is going in.
Oh, okay.
It's moving forward, and again, we hope to have our plant operational in early 24.
Oh, okay. So that'll handle whatever comes thereafter, Buffalo Rock and the other stuff. So, okay. All right. That's good news. I didn't realize we were that far along on that. We got a big day happening on Friday, the Wallace Lake School ribbon cutting, which is not a you guys thing. That's a school district thing, I get. But also in the afternoon, we've got the groundbreaking for the Leonardo helicopter expansion, right, up at Whiting Field.
Yes, it's 10:30 on Friday morning, and we're very excited to get that project started. So that groundbreaking will be held at our aviation park on the backside of NAS Whiting Field.
No, I'm looking forward to that. And the Leonardo folks are going to be in town for that, right?
That's correct. They will be.
The other thing, and we've kind of been covering this in our news department quite a bit today, but the proposed Gulf rules on restricting boat access through the deep water portions of the Gulf where these particular whales are to 10 knots and to not during the, you know, nighttime and, you know, other restrictions as well. You guys are looking at a resolution standing in opposition. Would we be the first on this? Because this is going to affect Escambia, Okaloosa, Walton Bay, several different, I assume that other counties and even maybe cities are also taking up these resolutions. But do you know if anybody else has already been looking at this or not?
I know Okaloosa has. They've already got a resolution. I'm not sure they've formalized it or voted on it. But they have a resolution that they're already working on. And so we're not the first county to do that. It was brought to our attention, and our chairman felt it was important to get that on the agenda. So that's why it was put on the agenda for discussion. And we feel very strongly that that could impact, you know, the use of the Gulf of Mexico for our ports. While we don't have a port, they're certainly important to us on either side of us.
Absolutely. And by the way, I'm glad you guys are acting quickly on this. The only other thing, and I know you may not know the answer to this, but because this is, you know, well in a different layer of government than you, but it seems to me like this is such a vital portion of what the Navy does that the Navy would have a pretty hefty say in this. NOAA can't just tell the Navy what to do. But do you know anything about that conversation, or, you know, why we're at this place with NOAA when it seems like the Navy and the Gulf Test Range would be so invested in this question?
Well, I have read some that could be an exemption for them, but again, okay, we don't want to assume that that's going to be the case. So, and obviously with the Air Force and the Navy, that's critical for our testing and work out in the Gulf. So, you know, again, we want to get ahead of this and let NOAA know that it's not being supported locally.
Yeah, most definitely not being supported locally. Very good. That's helpful information. Devan Cook, he is a Santa Rosa County Administrator. As always, Devan, thanks so much for the update. And by the way, everybody here was super proud of your wife. Everybody loves Jan even more now than ever before. So please pass along to her our appreciation for, the other day. That was very good.
Thank you, Andrew. I will. And she's a very smart person and I'm very proud of her, so thank you for saying that.